The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little kind of an abstract question for you here this morning. Have you ever wondered why beautiful things can't last? Why do beautiful things have to be things that fade away? Kind of an abstract question. I've often wondered that. For example, there's about a week in April in which every tree is a blossom and every flower is a bloom. And I drive around straining to appreciate it because I know that it's just going to pass. Like it could be gone with tomorrow's rainstorm. I feel the same way about like the autumn leaves when they're out. I try to appreciate them while they're there because, you know, they could pass. And I feel the same way about a sunset. You get a magnificent sunset that you manage to see. You try to just appreciate it while it's there. Or the snow, and it covers the branches of all the leaves and this delicate, icy beauty. And you try to appreciate it. And it can lead you to wonder, to ask the question, why can't it last? Why do beautiful things have to be temporary things? Why does the beauty of the earth have to fade? Why does some really beautiful young model or some vigorous, powerful athlete have to succumb to old age and to illness? Why? Why can't beautiful things last? There used to be a Bulgarian conceptual artist. His name was Christo Yavachev. And he caught my attention because he used to make really beautiful things in public places, like Central Park in New York City. And he'd only let his artwork stand for like a week or maybe 2 weeks. And then he'd tear them down. And everybody would ask, "Well, why did you have to tear it down? It was so beautiful." And he replied, "I make my artwork so that people will appreciate beautiful things while they're up." And I thought to myself, okay, that's fine, but why can't they stay up forever? Why do beautiful things have to be passing things? Okay, the reason why is because all beauty is on loan from God. That's why. Only God is beautiful all by himself. Every other beautiful thing you see in this world is like a reflection of God's beauty. And it's not supposed to depress you. It's supposed to help make you wise, to seek what can't be lost and not to give your heart to what can be lost. It's supposed to be a message all across creation. It's the message that this rich man here in the gospel just didn't get. He said, I'm so rich, I gotta build more barns just to store all my stuff. And Jesus calls him a fool. He says, this very night will be required, your life will be required of you, you fool. Pay attention whenever Jesus calls anybody a fool in the Gospels, because it harkens back to a psalm in which it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above." And the message there is there's plenty of people that got God on their lips, but they behave as though God does not exist. And that's what we're like when we give our hearts to things that pass away, as though we're made for this earth, as though there is no heaven and we're supposed to live here forever. We live as though God does not exist when we act like that, with the message to be wise and to give your heart to what lasts. Our lives are not our own. They're given to us on loan from God. And just like here in this gospel, whenever God wants them back, he'll demand them back. Our lives are short, and they're meant to be spent like a treasure given to a steward, to be spent wisely, like a talent given to be used as wisely as we possibly can. And that's why the world is filled with beautiful things that pass away. What's a little reminder then this morning to anybody who wants to be wise? Don't store up treasures for yourself in this life. Seek rather to be rich in what matters to God. Amen.